Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call.
Right.
Incorporated Local 26, the Women's Auxiliary, hosted by the one and the only Sadie Gomez, the host with the most. You get the real story on Sadie Sundays. Let's give a nice hand and welcome him to the show.
Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Reverend Ron Robinson, for your kind and warm introduction. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated Local 26 Woman Auxiliary, coming to you live and live on this wonderful Sunday evening where we do the Sadie Sundays, where all truths are exposed, all things are spoken about. We try not to mash too much toes, we try not to hurt any feelings, but you know the truth will stand and the truth will prevail. We prefer the truth, we appreciate the truth, we love the truth, and the only thing that can get us through, really, on a Sunday evening. So we start our week in a wonderful sort of way. We examine at this point in time the various incidents and occurrences that is happening on the news, or what is people talking about, or what is people not talking about, or what is really going on. Somehow, there seems to be a very eerie silence upon the earth. I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but there's a real kind of still going on, quite frightening, like almost nothing's happening. There's not no big storms in New York. There's no floods anywhere. Well, except, you know, in the far west and so on, there things seem to be happening as far as, or even in California, where seemingly strange, it's covered in 12 feet of snow, some phenomena along that sort of way. But we are observing certain things that has happened last week and the week before that, which is in Ohio, with the derailment of a train carrying certain type of cargo. And then again this week, the very same train had an accident, but this time was not carrying any dangerous cargo. But this piece of the news, one of my fellow men who I should see, I sit and take sweet counsel with, he brought to my attention that a few years ago, 2 years or so ago, there was a movie with that same activity whereby a train was derailed in Ohio, causing the residents to be in dire harm. And this is the same occurrences. And people are saying, don't you see how well Hollywood gives you a movie and then something happens? This is something that has been happening over and over again, all too similar, all too often, whereby a movie is made, something happens, and then art seems to imitate life all so well. It happens with the killings, it happens in the rap and reggae and that type of department whereby they stage a movie for some reason, like, wow, it's only a movie. Think about it, it's something coming down the pipeline. So here we have what's happening in the news. But more so for us who are observing certain things that are really happening in the news, there are things that a few people, which are people in authority, namely the churches, here we are name-calling, are quite silent on certain incidents that are happening at this time. Now, at this very time as we speak, there's a war and an attack on our children, meaning there's a really, really deep-seated mess going on, whereby a bunch of people, or more than a bunch perhaps, seem to have an agenda to sexualize our children. Now, I totally believe children should be kept innocent until such time whereby you are now graduate into that area of teenager or young adult, and you can now be exposed to the world or the wicked, evil violence of the world or the sexual promiscuity of the world. But I truly believe, and it is in our interest as parents and teachers, leaders, consultants, to protect our children, which is not our children from the womb only, but our children as a village, as a children, as a people. It is very important to protect a child's innocence. I truly believe in it, because what I believe, you only have 12 years to be a child. So those first 12 precious years of your life should by all means be protected. And this is where an adult role in a child's life. As an adult, we are here to shield, protect, and fence our children until such time that we can push them out into the wild and say, okay, go out there and let the big bad wolf eat you. But before that time, it is our duty, and we are failing as adults, parents, teachers, big sisters, aunts. We are failing because we are watching the government or the forces that be bring rules into our house as to how things should go, and that, and they have no business in decisions about where and what we do the minds of our children. I'm saying this simply because what is happening now, and I'm not trying to call out anybody or have a, you know, discriminatory conversation about any bunch of people, but you know, more so the aspect community is getting more and more bold-faced, more and more brazen. Of course, when you're in the majority, I believe you are, you know, you have strength in numbers. But here they are, sexualizing our children in terms of reading story books and having story time and all these sort of things. But I saw a clip whereby somewhere, it's not in a far distant place, but it's probably within the New York City or the five boroughs, whereby they was having a children hour, whereby storybooks will be read, you know, maybe painting faces, putting the tail on the donkey, you know, something along that line, I would say, would be done. But here you have, within the intermission period of this fiasco, three transgenders with tights and all their bulges showing, skating down poles and opening of legs and swinging of hips. Now, for those who get that sort of excitement and that joy and that turn on, that's all well and good. I'm not calling anybody out for their fantasy, But why are we as adults allowing this sort of behavior to be viewed by our three-year-old children? They're only 3 years old. They're only five. They're only six. They're under 12. They will have enough sex after 12, right into their ages, to 50, 60, however long they may live to. But I strongly believe we should protect our children in that tender age of 0 to 12. Just leave them alone. Let them just be children. I really believe, because when you become an adult, the only thing you really have to reflect upon is the beautiful childhood that you had. The careless childhood times when life was free and the moon was like a big pizza pie and the stars, you would stay and count them. And it was just a beautiful, innocent time. Those were the best years of my life. So why are we as adults who are able to experience such beauty of childhood? Because how do we separate it now? How do we separate it? I think of that young child that remarkably disappeared from the Texas area, that those Ramsey kids, you know, a prominent John Ramsey and Patricia Ramsey, and they were, but their little daughter, whatever, little Cutie Pie Ramsey, she disappeared, never to be found. She was killed, apparently or allegedly, but it was in her household and she disappeared. Why? There was a big sexualization of this child. She entered beauty pageants, she wore the wigs, the makeup. She was a pretty child, but she looked like a miniature woman. So maybe somebody had a fantasy over this child and kidnapped her, who knows? But up until today, it's a very famous child that disappeared from her parents' household, never to be found, but is quite an example of a child that had been sexualized for whatever reason. She looked like a miniature Marilyn Monroe. Believe me, it was a pretty child, but what destruction to her childhood. She probably was only 9 or probably 8, looking like 25, and eventually her death. And worse yet, no one was ever held accountable for her murder. Well, on this side of the world, you know, but on the other side, I mean, murderers would have to be accountable. But here we are, speaking of our children, not making no mistake, the fact that it's a time that's upon us, whereby we are looking, much people are not saying anything, I'm starting to wonder, where are the churches? Where are the churches? Where are the pastors? Where are those so-called men of God? Yeah, I said it, so-called men of God. You walk around with your black robe, your colors, and you take people money and you get collection. But are you preaching the word of God? Why aren't these men standing in the face of unrighteousness and lawlessness and speaking up? No much people are speaking up. I was very happy, however, to see in another clip a pastor from the island of Jamaica, and I was so happy with this man. Can't recall his name right now. You know, my other half showed me this, and I was so happy this morning to just watch this preacher, whereby he totally rebuked the evil, whereby a pastor is having a wedding of two men, of two women. He called it out this morning. You know, let's call a spade. We cannot just go along to get along when we have the responsibility of the word of God. Pastors today are hiding under the chandelier and the fancy soft chairs that were given to them via gift, where they can no longer bring certain sermons or preach certain subjects within the very church. I even saw within my reel, I had to stop to look because I couldn't even believe what's happening. I don't know who sent me or how it just came upon my wall, and I would see such a thing. But I was watching quite clearly before my face a church where the pastor from the alphabet community, you know, the LGBTQ and added, as every time they get something more violent, they added. I think now pedophiles is added to the list because, you know, that's probably will be legal in another few days. Who knows the way it's going. But I was able to see a church whereby the pastor with his robe, his long white scarf, and he has all the colors, and he's telling you, I mean, I just had to look at this for real because I didn't want anyone to tell me. I couldn't believe what I was actually seeing. The man opened his mouth and said that, what is a trans? I mean, what abomination. But I guess the congregation said amen. These things are happening. Now, it is indeed the last days, but more so, we are seen and observing, not only is it in the last days, and as we would see, the coming of the Messiah, some who wait and look up in the sky, but the coming of the Messiah, when we ask, what shall it be? He said, like in the days of Noah. He said, like in the days of Lot. And here we are in the days of Lot. So I am not going to be looking up in the sky for the Messiah, but definitely I'm going to make sure that is right with my soul because we are in the last days when we see certain things are happening. But we see certain things are happening, but my main concern really as to what is happening is the fact that the powers that be, or the so-called powers that be within authorities and laws, are not saying anything. So now they have bought everyone. I mean, I know they have not bought everyone, but we are seeing a silence upon the earth, a really eerie silence, whereby a lot of things are happening and nobody is marching around or stamping around or being too concerned or being upset even at the things that are happening. Why is everybody so quiet with all the things that are happening? A lot of people who used to be the big talkers, well, I mean, they probably got old, died out or whatever, but a lot of people are afraid to speak of certain things that are happening, even waving right in front of their very faces. And this is something that we are seeing because the spirit of fear has come upon the earth. And of course, when you do not serve the true Almighty and living God, fear can capture you because the book says, now a father from whom we believe, he said, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of boldness. I don't know how I end up into the Sadie Sunday service that I'm preaching. But here we are, Sadie Sunday evening. This is Sadie for the Ethiopian World Federation with my co-host, Dr. Ron Robinson. Can you please tell me how we're doing in the studio?
Very well, very good. You want to open up mics?
Oh, yes. Why don't we for a minute open up the mic?
Okay, you got a packed house. Okay, 347-907, and your mic is open.
Greetings and blessings.
Welcome to the show.
Brothers. Greetings and blessings, brothers and sisters, most high name, you know. Yes, we give thanks for the eyes of them, you know, for bringing forth this important topic and show. Well, right now, personally, I think it's a very interesting topic you're talking about. What is happening and people are keeping silent, you know? What is happening to me personally, I observe, is Mother Nature is speaking to us and we are not taking notice, you know? It seems when people drift away from the real life or from the Almighty ways and doings, you know, a lot of catastrophe will happen, especially with our children. Our children is our future, and we need to guard them, right? What we leave on earth, we left it for them to be happy and to be prosperous. So, you know, these leaders of today, they are not paying attention to the right thing, you know. So, you know, the people need to know the truth. History is unfolding and prophecy is unfolding. So, you know, we got to pay more attention to history and prophecy to balance back the hurt and its people and its children. That's my point of view. I don't know how other people see it, but, you know, I live close to nature and close to the Most High, so, you know, I see it that way. Blessed be.
Thank you so very much, my brother, for your input in our conversation. We thank you so very much. And we do agree with another point that you have said. We like to bring on the other people in the studio as well. So with no much delay, Dr. Robinson, you can open the mic of someone else, please.
602-430, your mic is open.
642, your mic is open.
Yes, 602-430, your mic is open.
Yeah. 602-430, your mic is open. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Welcome.
Hi, how's everybody going today? This is DP, the Prophet. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Glad to be speaking to everybody. I was listening in on what was being said. Oh, my gosh, we started getting real deep on here. We started talking about the LGBT. We started talking about, you know, people stepping up and speaking on their situation and everything. I try to steer clear conversations because I'll be wanting to make my own opinion. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, right is right, wrong is wrong. If you're standing up as a warrior, you're going to stand up for what's right. And, you know, you ain't worried about if you're getting a check for it or not. You know, sometimes you got to be outside to tell the truth. You know, like, you know, that's not my situation for everybody, but, you know, it is what it is. So all you righteous warriors out there that's doing your thing, just keep this faith and keep stepping how you're stepping. There's people out here that's witches. You know what I mean? Not everybody broke. It's not sitting back broke because we do got faith and we do got spirit and we do got the ability to make change. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate that a lot of people in power are sitting up here pushing situations, ideologies, and things like that. That's got everybody stepping against God. But, you know, they said one of the devil's greatest tricks was to make it look like he didn't exist. You know what I'm saying? And the economy got a whole bunch of stuff rolling, a whole bunch of evil. So, you know, follow the trail, you might end up in hell. I don't know how I go, but, you know, I'm not trying to go down that road. I want to give a shout-out to Don Jr. I want to give a shout-out to Worldwide Entertainment Network for giving me the opportunity to be able to express my opinions and my faith. Definitely want to give a shout-out to the host. Thank you very much for your words, your wisdom. I definitely learn every time I call into this show. It definitely strengthens and empowers me and makes me want to step in the way I need to step. Regardless, the enemy is against you, and the enemy is trying to kill you, so you can't be scared. Just got to step up and handle that. But outside of that, thank you, everybody, for the opportunity to be able to speak my piece. I hope y'all stay stepping in faith, stepping in strength. Don't forget God is real, and enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, my brother. I'm particularly impressed with your conversation, and I must say to you, my brother, for the very things that people refuse to touch, I want to say, yet though I walk through the valley, you know, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I speak boldly because one day, if I should die, and we all have to go that path one day because none of us can keep ourselves upon the earth, may I die with righteousness, and my legacy will be that I have told the truth. And we all have to be proud of what we do upon this earth. And if folly is your forte, it is not mine. So therefore, I boldly speak the truth, even if I can lose my head. But I'm only passing through this earth because, as we all know, I'm only a spirit having a human experience. So therefore, they may kill the flesh, but they cannot kill the soul. So for that, we ought to know when we stand within righteousness, we have no choice but to speak the truth. And when we stand within righteousness, we are fenced by the Almighty. So for those of us who still walk around with fear and still want to believe that they're hanging out with the Almighty, fear does not go within that same sentence. And if you shall die, you shall die for righteousness. And it shall be a great day when I die for such a thing, because I will sit with my fathers, with the great ones, within the great places, of the many warriors who have passed through this land, and for righteousness. So it's all well and good, because someone has to do it, and someone has to know fear is something that Satan himself encourages. But as I said, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff.
Yes.
So I shall let the mic be open for my other wonderful studio audience. Dr. Robinson, open them up.
602-478.
Greetings in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Shouts out to the 300 League winning team members. Shouts out to you, Miss Sadie. And shouts out to the whole DO Nation. I love what y'all doing. Come on now. We changing the world, y'all. One radio show at a time. So just keep moving, man. I heard the whole show. I've been on. I'm texting them, 300 people telling everybody to get on in. And shout out DP the Prophet. I see you got a text message. So I'm here. I'm taking records.
Thank you so very much. Doctor, thank you so very much for visiting and always dropping by with your wonderful warm words.
If I'm ready, I can't talk to you now.
Yes, Dr. Robinson?
Oh, sorry. The others had, I don't know what, you know, some certain states having bad weather. The others had dropped.
Okay.
So I wanted them to come back.
Okay, not a problem. What about you, Dr. Robinson? You can give me your input while we are waiting on others to drop
in. You said something very important. You said, you know, last days and make no way for the devil. America created this vermin. They created this disaster. They created this environment that we're living in now, basically because the lie that they kept telling about history. See, they've been toying with history for so long because it was trying to cover up slavery and try to make it look like something else. And so they started to divide the country by saying there's American history, which belongs to the European, the whites. And then they told us there's black history. And so as children growing up, going to school, you were confused. As black children, you were confused. Because in the black schools, when we were segregated, I grew up in segregated South Carolina. And when I was in segregated schools, the black schools were teaching us about history and all the events that happened, and black people participated in it. But when you got integrated school system, you got to the mainstream white school system, they told us there is American history and there's black history. When they decided to divide the history, then all these people years later fighting for civil rights and human rights and et cetera, everybody now is saying, I have a history. The LGBTQ say they have a history. Lesbians say they have a history. Gay men say they have a history. You know, bisexuals, KKK, you know. So all these people saying my history, but, you know, I have rights. I have civil rights. I have this right. And the confusion came in. Because what? Then you see they saying, okay, CRT, critical race theory, is black history. And they don't want to teach that. Because they said that's teaching forced narratives of what America's all about. If then in that curriculum, at least this Governor DeSantis is saying, in that curriculum, the stuff that you talked about, the books with the sexual intent for children to read and teaching them about lesbianism and gayism and all these other schisms, he's saying this is the curriculum. But if you had real academics, because back in the 70s, we fought for curriculum of inclusion. We said that you should include the historical facts of blacks participating in the history and the creation of this country so that children can learn, not only black children, white children as well. We wouldn't be in this mess right now if the history was taught correctly. Then you wouldn't have all these different people saying, I have a history. And now they're mixing history and civil rights and equal rights and human rights. It had nothing to do with history. That got nothing to do with history. If LGBTQYC, whatever they call themselves, if they believe that they should have human rights and civil rights, that's a legal matter. That's not a historical matter. So I don't understand why they're teaching all that stuff. It's not necessary. And if DeSantis is right and he can prove and nobody ever challenged him to show that CRT, AP African American, he does another course called AP African American History, which is an elective course in high school that gets you college credits. He is saying all these things are mixing up with all this LGBTQ stuff and all this transgenders and teaching kids about all this different kind of weird events that goes on in people's lives when they get, sexually disorientated. But if he's true, if that's true in what he's saying, I agree with him. They shouldn't be teaching that. We should go back to History 101, teach the true history, explain that they lied. That's one thing Americans don't want to do. They want to say, oh, yeah, slavery was the first America's original sin. But everybody's talking about it, but nobody's doing nothing to eradicate it, get rid of it. Nobody's standing up for that which is right. Go back to the facts. Get the history straight. Separate all this other crap. If what he's saying is true, if what you're saying is true, where the kids are reading books totally out of academics, have nothing to do with academics. People have to prove to me where sensitivity and academia collide together as a course study. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm a retired psychologist. I worked on curriculum studies that help kids psychologically and sociologically, and they have nothing to do with sexuality. History got nothing to do with LGBTQ, transgender, sensitivity towards them, because if they keep their mouths closed and do what they got to do, they wouldn't have a problem. A white gay man do not have a problem until he opens his mouth and tells somebody he's gay. A white lesbian woman don't have a problem until she opens her mouth and tells somebody she's a lesbian. Transgender or whoever. If they're white, they're right, and they don't have problems. I have a problem because I have woolly hair and skin like bronze. That's where they look at me, they see who I am, and they discriminate against me. That's different than me electing to be something that I'm not so that I can tell the society to accept me. When if you transgender to that little boy, the Wayne Wayne son, transgendered into a girl at 11 years old, if he never tells nobody he was a boy, nobody would know that he was a boy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that those things, somebody elected to be something, that's different than you are born into something. I'm born black. I'm born African American. I can't change that. That's nothing, that I'm electing to do. It's not like I just said, let me be black. Let me be African American. Never asked for none of those things. Those things were given to me because I'm in America. It's circumstantial. It's non-historic and it's non-factual. It's circumstantial. The fact that somebody called me African-American, Black-American, Black, Negro, Colored, all those things are circumstantial. They have nothing to do with me as a human being. Those are man-made concepts. And we have to differentiate between the two. But with all these concepts that men are coming up with, that's where you end up, like you say, Sadie, with the LGBTQ stuff sticks in there. So if somebody see a door open, they bother me because I'm transgender. Oh, they bother me because I'm a gay. Oh, they bother me because I'm a lesbian. When these things start to trickle down and you kick that door open, everybody and their mama are going to knock and say, let me in. I'm being harassed. I'm being discriminated against. And it got nothing to do with discrimination as we know it in America from the beginning. We got too much confusion now, and we have to start putting things into proper perspective. Those things which are social, stay social. Those things which are impeding on the morals and ethics of a child. We talk about a lot about corrupting the morals and ethics of a child, a pedophile, an abuser of children. They are corrupting the morals of a child because they bring them into something that they are innocent, and that's not a part of their psyche at that age. So when you stop talking about teaching them all these different sexes and things like that, that's, to me, that's immoral, that's unethical, and that's corrupting the morals of a child. If you're telling a child, John got two daddies and Bob got two mommies, and this is a lesbian, and you got transgenders. I told my daughter to take my grandson out of school. They got every month transgenders in New York City teaching have a reading time with your kids, people. There's a reading session where a transgender, just like Sadie said, goes into the school and she's reading to 5 and 6 year olds. Okay? And the kids can tell it's a man because sometimes they got a little mustache and they talk very harsh, but they try to act feminine. It's just crazy. It's crazy. That got nothing to do with education. We have to put everything, we as parents, we as citizens, we as moral, ethical people have to tell this government, stop the nonsense. I will vote you out or I won't vote for you at all if you continue with this nonsense. I want this stuff away from my kids, or we have to start developing schools, getting what they call charter schools, where there is an environment with pure teaching and curriculums that pertain to historical facts, academia, and that's it. We're going to have to maybe just start getting charter schools and separating from the public schools, because the public schools are controlled by the government. And like you said, the churches can't say nothing because they're getting government funds and government money, and the church and the government is telling them, if you don't marry Joe and Joe and Mary, we're gonna take away your subsidies, we're gonna take away your money, we're gonna close your church down, we're gonna take away your 501c3. They're even talking about taking away the church's corporation documents. Okay? That's how bad it's getting. So ministers are mandated to marry man and man, woman and woman, because if you don't, you're discriminating against that group, because now they got rights. They're in the civil rights movement like black people are, because they're basically saying they're equal to the same kind of discrimination that I have. They're saying that they have, and I disagree. I totally disagree, and I think it's just getting too far out there, and now we're at the point of no return. It's like we're in a condition that is very difficult to get out of because we don't mess everything up. Improper government, improper school system, improper social structure. Now here we are. Started with discriminating against us as black people. It then went from that to the lies, to the lies, to the lies. Now you got the gays and the lesbians and the transists and all these other people, or like you said, the alphabet soup. People, you got all of them coming in with their, because a lie is a lie. So once a lie is opened up, every liar can go ahead and participate in a lie. So all these other liars are coming. You know, it's very unfortunate that LGBTQ or whatever community is coming in with their lies. Gay men got their lies. Lesbians got their lies. Transgenders got their lies. And it just continues. Because why? The first lie that black people were not in America. Black people did nothing in America. Black people's history is separate from American history. Lie one, lie two, lie three. You keep lying and lying and lying. Next thing you know what? You got everybody telling lies and nobody know the truth. And here we are today, sister, in a mess. It's just, this would be the richest country, the most civilized. It's terrible. It's ridiculous.
Dr. Robinson, I would like to add to what you're saying, however, as we are paying attention to the fact that nobody is looking on, is anyone really observing the fact that the Aztec community, that LGBTQ up to Z, they are really using as their poster child a lot of black men. I don't know if anybody is paying attention to that. How come it's only black men are gay right now? I thought back in the days we had ones from Hollywood, the Charles Bronson and the other guys way back there, the cowboy guys, and we kind of wonder about them, and we don't know if it was yes or no. Oh, this other guy who came out who had married to Elizabeth Taylor, then he came out of the closet and say, when he got AIDS, and he said, oh, my God, then we realized of the gay world. But never was black men written into that narrative. Until a time like now, we have Little Nas, poster child. We have all these black men in Hollywood wearing skirts and dresses. What is going on? Because, I mean, we know the black men were the criminals and they got arrested and they were in jail and they smoked weed and they stole jewelry. But never black men were promoted in the majority as no big gay group. And this is happening right now.
Black men now are dysfunctional. Sorry to say it. They don't went from one series of dysfunctionality to the next series of dysfunctionality. I knew from the beginning as a child growing up in the segregated South, I knew they were messing with my mind. I knew that they were ready to make me dysfunctional because in order for them to secure their position in life and make me look stupid, they have to criminalize me, right? Let's go back to the facts. Birth of a Nation. Anybody know that old movie came out back in the 1940s, Birth of a Nation? It was blackface, and they were showing black men like savages, raping black white women and killing people and stealing their homes and all that stuff because they wanted to give white people the understanding that black people are criminals, they're savages, they're out of control. The same way when they brought us here as slaves, they told us we were savages. We would be human. We weren't even 100% human. We were more animal than human. So to cover up their abuses of us, to make themselves look good, they've been telling these extensive amount of lies. Now, these lies went into the society. Now, here today, those same lies are capitulated to the gay community, the lesbian community, and now everybody is saying, well, you know what? If you're going to give black people rights, if you're going to give black people civil rights and human rights and you're going to be Black Lives Matter and all that, well, I'm gay and I want the same thing. I'm a lesbian. I want the same thing. I'm transgender. I want the same thing. I'm a white woman. Me Too movement. I want the same thing. So forth and so on. They keep coming because of the initial lie that they started. They started with an initial lie. And they keep coming up with another lie. And now we're in a situation now, people, forget about politics. Republicans are crazy. They don't know what they're doing. Democrats are just trying to appease everybody they can appease and get what they want. And so what they do is they just throw things out there for everybody, so they bring everybody in. That's what the Democrats do. I'm sorry to say it, but the lesbians, the LGBTQ, the Democrats are paying them in. Why? Because they want the vote. They want that gay vote, and so they pander to these people. They give them what they want just for a vote, just for their support. Over the last 10 years, I heard more about the rights of lesbians, transgenders, gay men than I ever heard in the first 50 years of my life. They just keep talking about it and talk about it. First of all, let's say this, people, understand something, people. White people in America have been looking for a cause greater than the humanity of black Americans, okay? They've been trying their best to bring everything they can bring to shower over the reparations, the human concerns, the violations of black people here in America, the human concerns of black people in America, the miseducation of black people, the disenfranchisement of us, the dissocialization of us. They've been trying to bring in every excuse to not talk about that. They want to talk about these other things. Oh, let's talk about the gay people. Let's talk about the lesbians. And, oh, the transgenders, they need people to love them. They're getting beat up. Oh, the Chinese are being hurt over there. Oh, the Jews. They don't want to talk about us. They prefer us to pack up, go to Africa, and never come back again. because now they got all the money, they got everything they want, and they want to kick us to the curb. No, 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 white America. I ain't going nowhere until I get my 45 acres or my mule, whatever it was, until I get my just desserts. I'm going to be right here in your face making sure you remember who I am and what is owed to me. This is the disenfranchisement. So they love hearing about the gay. Barack Obama, good brother, but he did more for the gays than he did for black people because it was an easy serve. It was serving the political needs of the Democratic Party to override the Republican Party to take the Congress and the Senate and control the House, control the seat, the House Speaker, be the President and the Vice President. So the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting for power in government, and they do whatever they can do to find somebody to vote for them. You could be blind, fool, crippled, and crazy in Bellevue. If you can go vote, they want to get you out of Bellevue and make you go down the street and vote. So they're looking for votes, and they're looking for anybody that they can get to make the difference. So the gays wasn't voting all the time, but they were good voting blocks, so there's a lot of them. Pan up to the gays. Let's get the gays to vote for us so we can be above the Republicans. Republicans say, oh, yeah, the gays is an untapped vote. Let's go pan up to the gays so we can get them and get them to vote for us. So now they're giving the gays, they're giving the LGBTQ, the transgenders, and the Michael have two daddies and Gloria have two moms. They're serving those people. Why? Just for their vote. And this is where we're at right now, people. The political pandering is turning into a monkey show, and America is for sale. It's for sale, people. So whoever can get the highest vote, and that's what's going on. So here we are, this craziness, this kind of teaching children.
Yes, Dr. Robinson. Yes, something that you said, and I went to go a little further with it. You said that the Democrats seems to drink blood wherever they can. The Republicans don't seem to know what they're doing. But what we are heading into, as we see the state of confusion, we are already heading into the new world order. So there will be that time where there will be that one government, that one leader, that new world order, which was spoken about since in the days of Reagan. But we are heading closer and closer into that time. If we notice now what is happening in Dubai, they have built a house, the house of Abraham, the Abrahamic order, whereby they are saying Muslims, Jews, Catholics, Christians, I guess, atheists, and everybody, LGBT, everybody can come together and worship. Now, this is the shaping up of the New World Order. So when we see this political confusion, let us be prepared for what is to come and what is inevitable. There's some things that, as we know and we continue to watch within, what are we heading into really? And where are we as we stand spiritually? We are in the Revelation. We are in the book of Revelation, living it out right now as the days grow closer to the end. Now, none of us know which is the exact date to the end because time is in the hands of the Almighty. But here we are watching and living in a very different dimension as to what we knew and expected life to be. It has been changed. Life is quite different right now. Things are different, and we ought to observe things having a more spiritual nature to our observation and analysis of the things that are happening. Now, we will not get the 6 o'clock news or the truth of the 6 o'clock news because it is all designed whereby what we have, 10 newscasters all saying the same thing. I mean, even the very language is the same. Their sentences are all repeated. I guess we don't know if it's AI reading the news or whoever is doing it. But here we are in a very strange time. We have to observe time. Let us not be asleep or comatose. for that matter, but let us be awake and vigilant in understanding what time we are in and what is really happening. Let us, for anything we can do, but draw closer to understanding the works and the call of the Almighty at this time, whereby where we are standing is not about government or politicians. They cannot help us. They do not have our best interests at heart. At all, as we draw closer, we understand what time it really is. We are in a time of war, apart from the fact that, let us understand, WW3 is real. That is coming down. It's coming down, it's trickling down, but let us remember that when it hit us, you heard it on Sadie Sunday. Please stock up on a little food stuff. Your water is long time. I haven't spoken about it. That doesn't mean it's not happening. There are certain things that are going to come our way, and that's just the way it is. I will not say so if it was not so.
Let me say this very quick.
Yes, go ahead, Dr. We have time.
If that criminal that vow the humanization of a human being, a figure of a human being, gets into the White House, if Trump gets elected and gets into the White House, that tells me right then everything is going to hell, because that man is a symbolic symbol of all of the dehumanizing, all of the criminalizing. If you don't believe or do believe in the Illuminati and all other craziness, come on, because he, just like Sadie said, one world order and a universal dictator who stays in office forever, that's his plan. But if he can pull through and get elected after January the 6th, after the vile things he said about people's country and people's ethnicities, after the vile way he treated women, after the being with Epstein and participating in that thing over there with him, with them children, okay, with Epstein and all that stuff, and the money that was stolen, and his daughter comes and work in the government with no government approval, with no governmental background or understanding or political science degree or nothing, and brings her husband, and they're working and they're doing stuff, and nobody knew how they got there. And then his sons can go over to Europe and build under the name of America, and their father's the president, and build hotels and make deals. If man gets into the White House, for me, I don't see no recovery from that. I don't see no recovery from that. But you have other people in the queue. I'm going to open up the mics for them.
Okay, wonderful.
646-363. Your mic is open.
646-363, your mic is open. Please unmute your mic, 646-363. Okay, you can move on to the other one if you're someone else.
Your mic is open.
Yes. Good evening all.
Good evening and welcome.
I have been intently listening for the past 45 minutes, and all that you are gleaning on is true. But the New World Order actually started after the Emancipation Proclamation, and it just progressed, over the past next 150 years, 125 years. But we remember something, we don't battle with flesh and blood, but powers, thrones, and dominions in high places. What's the battle that's going on in heaven, and there is a battle going on, it's reflecting itself here on earth. And to understand that, you're talking about spirituality and praying, this is this is what was to come and predicted. Maybe not as exactly as we planned to see it or was told to us, but or lied to us. You know, everybody had their opinion of the apocalypse and so on and so forth. But this is it. And as much as heaven is a reality, this, where we are now, has become a reality. Where is the 144,000? You know, to battle this. You know, people talk about the rapture. I never believed in the rapture because I say like this. If God's people, if God's creating a people to battle, to become warriors, why are they running to heaven? Right? And there's another 1,000 years that, you know, anybody who takes, he tests people who takes the number of man, which is 666, mind, will, and man's mind, will, and emotions. You know, so we can pray and continue to pray, but we're here to battle as believers, battle against all of this, spirit, soul, and body. And those who don't want to battle and they're afraid and so on, and it doesn't affect them, or I never thought about that, you know, and God doesn't exist or what have you, well, they're the ones that are going to be disappearing. But the warriors never disappear. They fight. They fight too. They win. And what is it? Don't wait till the battle's over. You can shout now, because in the end you're going to win. You know. So this war, in my opinion, is already won, because his warriors are here on earth. And as they reveal themselves, we reveal ourselves one way or another. You know, we know who has the last word. We know who has the victory. It's God and his people. That's my opinion.
Well, indeed, my brother, I thank you so much for your input, and I want to reflect upon your conversation whereby we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and of course the rulers of the darkness of this world. And as you say, as we speak, there's a battle going on right now within the spirit, in the heavens, whereby it is real and it reflects upon this earth. So when we see men that are placed in certain places or positions, they are just shells. We have to understand what is really happening, because at this point, the war that is really raging is a spiritual war. And the very final war that is building up is going to be that race war, where is that final war for the birthright, whereby it will be who are the Jews, which is a different night for conversation, because that's a long evening. But here we are, as we see people being placed in positions. But what we have to understand, the book of Revelation, for those of us who understand the book, scripture must be fulfilled. And where are we in scripture? We are not doing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We are doing, but the Revelation, we are living in that time. So as we watch various parties and players fall into place, Trump himself is in the book of Revelation, written for such a purpose and time, because we are living evil, wicked time. So how do we expect leaders and authorities to be kind and gentle? What are we doing? Painting Biden the kind angel? Biden is another wicked demon just like Trump. He's just in a different shell. What are we doing? Pretending here? We don't know what is going on? Yes, Trump is a demon. So is Biden. So what are we going to do? They are cut from the same cloth. They sit at the same table. They are players of the same game. So we cannot separate one from another. We'd be foolish to do so. Let us understand what it is. It is good against evil. And there's a fence. So what do we do? Put Trump over on that side and Biden over on what side? Biden's not walking with God. Biden's a demon. They all that sit upon that throne of Satan. And they play with the devil, who they're quite afraid of, because he has them buckling in their knees when he rises up at them, when that big dragon rises and raises steam and blue fire. All leaders of the world shake because they serve him. What do you think is really going on? The children of the Most High is in the majority, is not in the majority upon this earth. No, as you said, where is 144,000? Yes, it is only 144,000 and the very elect, simply because it's millions upon the earth who have strayed and followed the laws of Satan, the wives of the devil. Some of them, I guess, consciously or unconsciously, but they're all serving him. And when we talk of leaders of the world, who do you think they're serving? So when we see them as players, that's just propaganda. The answer to one. What do you think when Trump is placing the seat or Biden is placing the seat, America is run differently? Why are we so foolish? It is run, but not by the puppets that are pushed forward. They are just puppetry. It is run by certain other rulers that they consult with really, really high places. So let us not be childish or immature about the fact of what is really going on, but try to learn really quick and understand that we too at one day is going to be elders and we got to teach our children. Should we have them? What forbid?
Amen.
So let us open the mic of the other callers. I know 646 was there. 646, are you available for us?
You may be just listening.
Okay, so what's your input, Dr. Robinson? Is anyone else mic open? I would like to say something.
I'm waiting for the others to come back on again. One that had dropped off, because I know that, like you said, in other states, the weather is terrible, and they probably had some disconnection problem. But like you say, 646-363, your mic is open. Unmute yourself. Can't hear you. You're not coming through clear.
Okay, so I know how the evening. 646-363. Are you there? We seem to be having technical difficulties. There's a caller in the studio. We're trying to get him or her in time. So if you can hear us, caller, your mic is open. Please join in.
Am I hearing? Is it me? Is it me?
Well, Queen, we welcome you to the show. If you would speak up. I don't know if your background having a little noise at this time. If you move away
yes,
from the...
Let me move from here.
All right. Well, we welcome you, Queen. And I don't know for how long you were listening to our conversation. You may have an idea what we're talking about, but let me know.
I was actually listening to the young man earlier, and then a call interrupted me, and he was stating that, you know, there are times that he's not willing to engage with others when it comes to the conflicts of all these various situations, all the modern-day issues. And that was as much as I have heard thus far.
Well, we have gone on and we are straight from, you know, from one thing to another, because, you know, on this Sunday we climb until we get to the plateau. So, but you know, we are still journeying, for we have not yet arrived, because we're still waiting for your input. But it's Sunday evening, a wonderful Sadie Sunday, where we speak the truth. And what we were discussing mainly is various things that were happening on the news, and we were wondering, as I said, there seemed to be an eerie silence whereby people are not speaking about what are happening, because somehow they've been placed under some kind of voodoo or gag order, I should say, but they're under some sort of spell whereby things are happening and whereby normally people would march and stamp around and they're just keeping quiet. And we reflected upon the fact that there's a new trend whereby kindergarten children or children under the age of 12 are having something which is becoming very popular now called story time. You being among your school children, you know, you would have that, have an idea. But this story time now is being told by these drag queens and these transgenders. And I noticed in one video someone sent me, they stepped up a notch because story time, and all of a sudden I saw a pool and a drag queen was sliding down the pool. And when I saw the leg open, I couldn't believe the bulge. So I don't know if the surgery wasn't complete, but there was breasts on the individual. And I said, oh, my God, how old are these children, 3 years old? I myself had to close my eyes for a part because it was too much. And I'm way past 21. So I'm just saying, why we not really speaking out and just sort of absorbing all of this and kind of just swallowing and just really afraid. So this is something that I would like you to weigh in on.
Well, it's not so much that they're operating on their gag order. You have to understand when you're robe, you have to do as your robe wants you to. And we are utilizing their system. And this is what goes in their system. It's like you going to somebody's house and you want to dictate what gets cooked and when it gets cooked. I mean, that's very rude. We need to cultivate our own schools that we can teach our own children. It's that simple. They never wanted us to learn from the beginning. That was one of the stipulations, that we should not learn to read and write. That was one of the things during the slavery period, the enslavement period, that we should not learn to read and write, because it's a very powerful thing when you are able to read and write, because it promotes a whole lot of independent thinking. So they have integrated us into their home, and they are dictating the pace. A matter of fact, did you see that last week, someday last week, or could have been the close of the week before, that they gave an ultimatum to the Ugandan president and said to him that he would not be getting any aid if he does not embrace homosexuality. He's one of the few who have refused. He's one of the few who has refused. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Yes, Sister Olena, I'm listening to you as I wait for you.
Sorry
to have
that.
Given you
yes.
A second. You know.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so he's
I
one of the
Ugandan
few.
President. I saw that piece of news.
He's one of the few who has, he's one of the few people who have embraced his truth to some extent and said that, look, we're not taking the issues of the few over the issues of the many. They're just not going to do it. So here it is. Now we have, he says in Uganda, there's issues of poverty. There's issues of unemployment. There's housing issues and stuff like that. Homosexuality is not a general population issue. So as far as he's concerned, listen, that's not even coming up in the first 5 things, most important things, or most 10 most important things. So we would not be addressing that at all till it becomes one of those things that are so important. But the powers that be have stated that they will no longer provide any aid to Uganda if they refuse to embrace homosexuality.
Well, I see how the pressures are being placed on the African leaders, because what happened, it has been something whereby Europe for many centuries, it has been part of their culture. But quite frankly, it has not been part of African culture. And based on that very demise, they have stand up under culture, because really, now that you have embraced such a thing which has not been part of your culture, you are now bringing on additional problems to your very country. And as you well said, he said in the very five most important things, it does not show up. But I would like you to run some water in a village that has a drought for quite a number of years. I'm not telling you let us go and sit down and decide about homosexuality. We have other problems. We need a school built. We need something else. But here it is, the European is forcing this agenda and trying to infiltrate Africa to indoctrinate children into this acceptance. And really, some people are standing and saying clearly, it cannot be done here. Take it somewhere else.
I actually saw for the first time one brother. I was really, my nieces and they ran in the marathon today, so I didn't get a chance to actually send you the link, or probably I did, not sure if I did, but that young man was the first, is the first young person that that I saw develop. He actually has like a little comic book teaching history to our children. And this is the comic strip that he created. This is the comic strip that he created. I actually had to say this is the first of its kind, a mental perspective that I can acknowledge and I can embrace, because here is his perspective. We have had the Tomb Raiders, we have had the various people who have gone to Africa and who have stolen and raided the graves and all of that. But here it is, we have never had anybody who have come and retrieved any of the stolen property. And his comic strip, his comic is based on this family who were doing just that. And I was like, yes, finally, finally. I was looking to see if I can actually see his name. But that was what his comic is about. His comic strip is about these people who these people from a village who are going and retrieving artifacts that were stolen across the globe.
Wonderful.
Isn't that phenomenal?
That is wonderful. And as you speak about that, someone sent me a small piece concerning France, and I know if they should only start after they finish with England, they have to head to France, because there's so much stolen items in France.
Okay.
You know, it was uncovered, you know, recently. So as you said that, there's a lot of people on it right now, like, listen, you realize these people stole our things and never return it?
Well,
so now
they recently had an interview with one of the ambassadors for England, and he said, well, I don't think that the Benin bronzes should be returned. He neither condones nor condemns the acquisition of the bronzes. Okay?
So
those were
then,
his words. He neither condones nor condemns the acquisition. You know, when you say acquisition, it sounds like, you know, it was a deal. You know, it was... it wasn't genocide.
Anyone ask Benin if they're missing their bronzes, the answer will be yes.
Well, they said that one of the main reasons they have not returned the Benin heads is because they don't believe that the people have the facilities to care for them properly.
So they're being good godparents.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Listen, again, you know what they say. When they lie, they're telling the truth. And when they're telling the truth, they're still telling a lie. So any which way you go with those people,
you understand?
They have their own reality and about what is to be and everything else. But they are playing godparents, so we would have to just leave it as that. We know that there's a new breed of melanated people who are not our great-grandparents, but they let me know one time, don't come here this time and now with all your foolishness. And it is maybe a good thing that no more aid is being sent to certain African countries. Then we learn to stand on our own. Oh, my God. Oh, no. It's too much fun. Because hear what? If all the white people get out of Africa, Africa will do well. Because Africa is that mother who is mining the whole world. She's mining her children and her stepchildren and her Hornaman children. So she is well if all you step the hell out of her. She can do well just mining her children because the others will go into the storehouse for her grandchildren. So they can come out if they want.
That's it.
And a matter of fact, they said come out. Yeah, so should we take the next call, please? Queen, you're the troublemaker, you know.
That may very well be. And should I be at all ashamed of such a position? No.
I'm just saying. So much has happened, and here we are. But as I said again, it's a really eerie silence. I'm telling people, when this is going on, it means the calm before the storm. So as we wonder about that drip Vladdy, who is on that side of town, I am just saying WW3 is real and it's heading our way in a very slow sort of fashion. So please have a little banyan, a little half a barrel with some extra food, a little rice, a little couscous, and olive oil, a little salt, 2 bottles of water at least. Queen, you know how you don't drink regular water. So something is coming down, and I can't help but stress, because I do have my 6 containers of items that I kind of say, well, that can ride me out for 6 months, and if nobody comes by.
Well,
so
what
I
happens after 6 months?
No,
have you been seeing how many of the food factories have been accidentally been burnt?
Well,
over the past 2 weeks?
I wish I can store for 6 years, as in the days of in Egypt and Joseph, but for some reason, if I'm allowed to move out of here, I would store for 6 years. But so far, with the room that I have, I could only store for 6 months or maximum for a year, because the rest of the space I'm trying to do for the water. So I can't do all the other grain.
Uh-huh.
So, but I'm hoping that somehow, somewhere, you know, we can reach a green land where we can plant something while all this madness is happening.
Okay, so allow me to share the name of the young man on Instagram, IanReolusola. IanReolusola. Okay.
Well, that's wonderful for information for those that are listening of the person Instagram and interesting brother who shares interesting topics. So we will check it out, sister. You text it to me, however.
Yes.
Yeah, so here we are, what we are talking about. Is there anyone else in the studio, Dr. Robinson, at this time?
Yeah, they had that, you know, people, I don't know what's going on, but people had came back and dropped off again. I don't know if
they have it happened because they heard talking.
I think it was maybe the weather conditions. Crazy.
Yeah, because, you know, we have
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, my, forgive me. Okay. It's not I-A-N, huh? It's L-A-N-R-E.
L-A-N-R-E.
Olusola. O-L-U-S-O-L-A. L-A-N-L-A-N-R-E. L-A-N-R-E. Olusola. O-L-U-S-O-L-A. The Catalyst. Africa Premier Life Mind and Behavioral Change. But I promised to order the book off of Amazon, like, but before Wednesday, definitely.
Okay. Well, we see what's happening. That it's a new day for many of the youths over there who have seen what their parents, grandparents, and great grandparents went through with the lies that have been told from the West. There's no help being given from, let's say, the French government. They come there and they take and take and take and take, because if you're helping me, and for over 50 to 100 years, you are helping me, but I'm getting poorer and poorer, it means stop helping me, let me do it on my own. Because it has proven that you are not helping me, because my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, all under the help of you have been poor and stay poor. So now, don't come into my life. I'm 25 years and you're telling me you're going to help me. No, don't come. I don't want your help, because I've seen what your help have done in my three generations. So the children are changing. They know their minds, because they have lived through things to know that you can't tell me different. I have experienced these things for 75 years. So now I have proven that you are a destruction in my land. Get out. I have seen one article from in Congo. Oh, my gosh, it was wild. I don't know how much people I send it to. And they got together with their bullhorns and everything, and they told the French government, Belgian government, don't come back.
That's it.
You know, they said to them, please don't come. Don't come.
But the French were not so willing to surrender or accept defeat. The French, the British, and the Americans, they're very greedy and narcissistic and arrogant all at once.
Are you driving? You're just driving.
Oh, that was not from by me.
Oh, no, somebody is driving. I guess that's why I was not driving.
No, I'm not. No, I'm
not. That was not from him either.
Yeah, well, I am so weird to it. Near my bed, and I know it's not from me. Oh, I'm so relaxed. You're stressed out.
It's good to laugh out of craziness, you know. It's good to find a laugh to all this madness.
Yeah, because we know it's happening, and there's nothing you can really do about it.
Yes, there is. There's a time to stab in the tiger between the eyes.
It affects your life over a period of time.
You see, the bear, no matter how big the bear is, there's a time to stab the bear between the eyes. So don't ever put in the universe that there's nothing we can do. Only say there's a timing to stabbing the bear between the eyes.
I agree with you. Under one way, I would disagree, simply because there are certain things that is written that must come to pass, and that's just the way it is. So
that never is the case. I don't believe that now.
Well,
I believe that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and the power of the tongue is in the power of the mind.
If you can't think it, you can't speak it. And if you can't speak it, you can't do it. But I know that at the 99th hour, just when everybody thought that they had it their way, boom, the earth shook. And when the earth trembles, everybody stands still. There's a higher power. And I'm tapping into that higher power. I'm not surrendering, and I'm not waving no white flag above my door.
No retreat and no surrender.
You know that song that said, there'll be no white flag above my door.
Yes, all of the concert on Sundays, Dr. Robinson. You should know that. We ought to start chatting.
We got so much great philosophy and theory and music. I don't know what to do with myself.
You understand? It's the most absorbing of them all. You know when you listen to Jimmy Cliff say, let the rebel in me, bring out the rebel in you, and the rebel in you, bring out the rebel in me, and the rebel will bring sweet harmony, and it will bring out the love, bring out the love, bring out all the love in me.
You know good news.
This is Freddie Sunday, live and alive. That's Queen Olafisi. Just drop the mic.
Whoever got those beautiful sound effects, I don't know. Well, that's the stadium at Raw.
It was quite an occasion. It was a concert indeed. Starting our week right with City Sunday.
City Sundays have everything. Wow.
What I just want to come back while she's in the midst of her Sundays. And all the time, you know, never feel as though there's no hope. So you see the hidden ray and imagine a vain thing. Don't envy them when you see they look like they're rising. You understand? Because God, there is a God. There's a God of justice and balance. That no matter how evil think, it can permeate himself across the land in darkness. One strike of a match, one little strike of a match could drive darkness to run, to flee. You know, when we go out and spend the night out in the in the wilderness to celebrate Selassie, you know what we just have burning? Fire all night long. Fire. You understand? Because it is the one element that man can create. We cannot create air, we cannot create water. But we certainly can create fire. And because we can create fire, just remember that fire is something that lights. It creates light. And no amount of darkness could stand up in the face of light. So I will not let them make me think that I have to surrender. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of darkness, I will fear no ill. For God is with me.
Well, I must say, Queen, truly the spirits connect, because earlier on, Dr. Robinson, you'll be a witness, that same scripture was recited by me. So, Queen,
yes.
I know you were not even listening, but in the very same words of the psalm, said to a brother earlier when the CEO joined us, and I said, you know, the Father did not give us a spirit of fear, but of boldness. I say, yea, though I walk through the valley. And here, 1 hour later, you have not heard what is repeating. So we bless the same song. So, Dr. Robinson, you see we are having a moment on this show.
I am just over, under, side by side myself. I don't know what to do. tremendous.
So never you think that they have full control. Never give them that freedom to make them think that they got it all together. The first time they wanted to flip the switch on us, you know what happened? The young man who was to flip the switch, when the time came, he hesitated, and it was supposed to go on simultaneously. And he hesitated, and in that little hesitation, it fell apart. So never you think to yourself that you have no choice, you're back against the wall. Never. I will never tell them that they have written the book and it has to be fulfilled. I say hell to the no. I say because God, in the twinkling of an eye, what do happen how many thousands of years in the twinkling of an eye, poof, God has the ability to change that. What they plan for evil, God has taken his time and turned it for good.
Wow.
Don't frighten. Just hold your spear in your hand. It have a timing to stop the tiger between the eyes.
You got that right.
Just be prepared.
To say,
and you ram it. You ram it straight and hard. But it has timing to it. It have a timing to it. You understand? Okay.
Amen.
That's
well said.
You have ever seen spear fishing done? Have you ever seen spear fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You stand up there with that spear in your hand and just have it.
You have to have it all.
Don't run like unthinking horse into battle, is what the old people say. You just courage and God will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Amen.
Don't run. Don't run.
All things work towards good for those who love God and call by his purpose. If you love him and you by his purpose, no matter what the situation is, it's going to turn out good.
And even when Haman was billing the guillotine for Mordecai, he never knew that he was the one whose neck would end up in that guillotine. At no point you must ever give up hope. Never, sis. You hold on to God's unchanging hand. And even when it looks like it gets dark and it looks like nothing and you can't see your way, you see, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, Lord, make haste. That is when it reached the tethering point.
And I must agree with you, because at this point in this here dispensation, we have to cry out to God. is the only way right now to change things around within this year time.
Yes.
And David, I cried unto God and answered me.
That's it. And I tell them, no arrow can go forward unless we get pulled back in. So I learned to embrace my pullback. I get my pullback and I'm smiling. I'm taking my tension and I'm smiling because I know at some point you must let go of that arrow. And when you let it go, the more you pull it back, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pull it back then. Can't pull it back. So we mustn't give up hope. Don't give up hope at all. Cry, O Lord, and attend unto my prayer. This is the time for prayer, you know, because at the end of the day, the prayer of the righteous availeth much, you know.
Availeth much.
Yes.
Hold fast unto, prove all things and hold fast unto what that which is good.
That's what it is.
Just prove the thing, man. Watch it. Laugh when they come. They want to give a costume jewelry until it's gold. They want to give a shit until it's peanut butter. You just be patient.
Well, look now. For some of us who had it so far up our asses, we can recognize it for our peanut butter too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it had the brown nose, huh? It had the brown nose. But just hold fast, man. A timely word. Never miss the opportunity, a timely word. They might only think that they could win. They think they could win. But the very elect is not sure. Yeah, but this is time for prayer. And this is a good thing because this is sustain, you know, as I told them today. This is the period of sustain. I had a revelation that came to me over the weekend. As a tree, when you see a tree, when the hard breeze blows, certain leaves just fall off the tree. And the tree must not try to hold on to all the leaves because there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. You see, all who don't want to hear, we got to let them go right about now. This is the season. You could carry a horse to water, you cannot make a drink, you know.
Well, indeed, and at this year time, it's not time to stop to wake up no one, because who was sleeping? They have to be sleeping still.
You have to let the dead bury the dead. The good book says, let the dead bury the dead.
You have...
Because when you get to attend to God business, ain't that no place for death?
You have another caller came in as well. I don't know if they came back. They're available. 678-382, your mic is open.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
Good evening and welcome.
Well, this is Kenji, and I'm calling in to the pastor. What's going on, Pastor? And yes, this is Kenji. Want to say hello to the pastor and the guest that's on the show, and God bless.
Well, hello, Kenji. Welcome to the show. We do a lot of scripture on this show, but we just do truth. So Jolaina, give us a word. Leave us with something before you run off.
Yes, I am Kenji. I've been knowing Pastor for a couple of years now. Love Pastor. He always give me some great advice and on, you know, show or out of the show besides that. And I just come on because I know Pastor and I know what I'm trying to do. And I don't want to be on here and, how you say it, just promoting or doing anything different. I am a person that needs help. I am a person that needs, you know, that needs something. And what we're trying to do, me and my mama, my mother, trying to get this car back. And a donation, we asked for a donation. $500 to $1,000. Anybody that's listened to the sound of my voice, that's what we're trying to do. And I want to come on, you know, and say, Pastor Show and you yourself and, you know, that donation. And if you would like to donate, you could do it on a Cash App at $KenjiMcEwen42. And we're asking for help. And I just want to come on the show because Pastor's always asking me to come on the show and say what it is. I know you've been out long for me myself, but I want to personally come on here. Any questions that anybody need to ask of me, where is this going? Where? The donation will be going for us to get a car to do what we need to do for me and my mother, which I am the caregiver of my mother. And that's what we're trying to do. So, you know, I seen that tonight. So I just come on here and state my case and go from there. So again,
okay, Kenji, we thank you for coming on the show. I don't know at this time how much help we can give to you. I know there are others listening on. And you said, you know, Pastor, when you refer to Pastor, is it Reverend Ron Robinson you're speaking about as the pastor?
Yeah.
Or what? Okay, so what we'll do, I remember your name is Ken G. I would liaise with the Reverend Ron Robinson and see
I think he's talking about Pastor Don Jr., right? The CEO?
Yeah, Pastor Don. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yes, sir. Pastor Don, and he's been a friend of mine. And I know he's been promoting what I'm doing. It's a fundraiser because I have no ends to get what I need to get done. With me taking care of my mother, with me, you know what I'm saying, doing a little bit I can do, bills weighed on no man. That's the first thing. So we got to get over that. And I just $500 can get that car back to do what we need to do. So if anybody listening to the sound of my voice, $500, which you can cash at real quick so I can go and get this done. And I appreciate who can ever help. Help is needed, and that's what I need. So I just want to come on. I get text messages for the show and everything. And Pastor told me come on and ask for help. So here I am asking for help. Like I said, $500 to $1,000. If I can get, you know, five people at 100 or how many people is that's listening to the sound of my voice, I am a brother that needs help. And I'm crying out for help. And that's it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kenji. As I said, you know, we would have to talk at some point after with Reverend Ron Robinson. You seem to know this young man and his affiliation with the CEO.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate it. But I just want to come out of here and state it and see what we do. The faster I can get this, the faster I get back on my feet. And I don't want to be a burden on nobody, but whatever you can do.
Mr. Kenji, this show
yes,
is we This is, I'm the host of Sadie for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We on this show, at this point, to say we do have money in the bank where we can get extend and give to you. We would have done so. We have listeners on the show, but the listeners is a type of show where this is like the very first time someone is being asked something like this on our show, which is already running for like 5 years. So, you know, you catch the listeners quite off guard because it's on that type of show. But for the CEO, Don Johnson, he told you to come on. I know he's very popular on different other days, and maybe they can help you faster than we could. But we would take into consideration what you said. You know, we have your phone number, and we would have the word go out. But to say in this present time we have a facility or we are affiliated with helping people, giving money in our show, it never really happened. So if there's someone who is listening and they're kind enough, they would try to help you. But just so that you know, there's not that type of show. So, you know, we don't have that right away immediate help or people who are listening with that. But call back again when Mr. Don Johnson, Reverend, at different days, you can be directed where you can talk to him directly, and he could probably tell you a little bit more of where you can get help. Well, we appreciate your calling, and as I said, we would see what we can do with the listeners who's on our show, but you catch us quite off guard. You know, if you didn't have a treasury or something, we could have given you, a small handout. But this time, we are not doing our fundraiser, not even until May to June. So right now, we are really low in our treasury. We are planning to fill up with fundraisers in that May-June era where the Ethiopian World Federation, of which we are part of, and this is the show that you're listening to, Local 26, with your host, the Sadie Gomez, and this is that type of show. I wish we could do something a little more for you, but we do have generous callers from time to time. Whoever is listening on, if they can extend some sort of help, we'll try to do so. But at this time,
that's what Pastor told me, so I'm just coming on. If anybody listened to my sound and my voice, whatever, you don't have to be big. If you want to do big, you can do whatever it is. It can be 20. It can be whatever you want to give, please. And I come in to, be transparent, first of all, and say I need help, and whatever your listeners can do besides yourself, you know what I'm saying, can do, and I would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for even listening to me, bringing me on the show. You know, Pastor sent me this text message, and I said I'm going to call in, state my case, and see if the listeners will be diligent enough. Like I say, to get this card, like 500, so 5 to 1,000, anything over 500 would be greatly appreciated. I thank you for you do, and I thank you just thinking about it. And I just want to put that out there. And for your listeners and everybody, if you do, thank you. Again, if you want to contribute, you can cash at $KENJIMCEWEN42. Again, that's $KENJIMCEWEN42, and that's that cash out. If you would like to be a donator, everything is greatly appreciated, and I thank you for taking out your time on your show to entertain me and asking for help. I thank
you. You're most kindly welcome, Mr. Kenji. And as we are moving closer to the top of the hour for our show, you know, as we open up at 7 p.m., we close off at 9 p.m., we're having a wonderful 2 hours on Haiti Sunday, Haiti for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, where we can be live and alive, speaking lots of truths and discussing things and various things in the news. Here we have a caller asking for some help. We would like very much to see what we can do to help this caller, but caller, we would see what we can do. Nothing is promised, but we do would pray about it. We thank you for calling. And as I said, we have your information, and whatever we can do, we will try to help. So that's probably
well,
everyone.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I thank you. I thank you again, and I appreciate it. I'll be listening to the show. Thank you again, and God bless each and every one of you.
Okay, you're most kindly welcome.
Okay.
All right.
You said you wanted to.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused.
But don't worry. Gotta get better.